Joe, did you read Stuart Mandel's column in SI.com?
I did.
Most underrated coach in the country, in his opinion, obviously, one Bobby Johnson. And writes Mandel on SI.com.
Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate that.
That was exactly. Very nice of you, Pat.
How can a coach that's gone 20-50 in six seasons be underrated, you ask? Because record be damned. Vandy is no longer your father's Vandy. The Commodores, for the first time in a quarter century, are a legitimately competitive SEC team. And this at a time when the conference has never been tougher. Over the past 3 years, they've beaten the likes of Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina while losing heartbreakers to the Vols and Dogs last year and Florida in 05. And they've come within a couple of plays of reaching bowl games in two of those seasons. Hopefully Johnson will get that reward soon to tangibly reflect the impact he's had on that program. I could not agree more.
I couldn't either, and it's nice to get some kind of recognition like that from a national source and somebody that doesn't really have a dog in the fight like I do. But you know, Bobby kind of laughed it off and said, "Well, that's nice, but you know, that's really a credit to the players and to the assistants and all that. That may be true, but we've talked about it over and over again, Mark. I don't think there's any question that anybody who's been around here and has seen the program over the last 6 years knows that it's made, you know, leaps and bounds in advancements from when he started. And it may not have registered in the number of wins everybody wanted, but I don't think there's any question looking at the program that it's more competitive today now than it was when he began.
And I'll say this, and no knock at the talent at Vanderbilt or the level of players that they have there, but if you put Bobby Johnson in a heavyweight program, I guarantee you, people would sit up and take notice at how good a coach he is.
I think that a lot of people have discussed that too. But it's interesting. There's an article in the paper this morning. Maurice Patton did an article, sort of a spinoff of that, with some other people talking about Bobby. And one of them made the point. Somebody that he talked to made the point that, you know, Bobby's not a guy that went to that program thinking, okay, I'll turn this thing around and get out of here and jump to a better job. You know, Bobby is. This is a program that he's committed to trying to, you know, to make his own and turn around, and he's been that way from day one. So, you know, I think it says a lot too that others have still taken notice and looked at him and tried to court him even with the record. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting year to see how these things play out in terms of all these young recruits and this test of if the program is really kind of advancing along, because a lot of young guys are going to have to step up to make this a good season.
You know, Joe, I remember the first couple of years Bobby was there, you saying, I'd just like to see this team have a chance late in the season to play games that mean something. And that has been the case the last few years. And you look at that, and that's certainly a barometer of how much they've progressed.
I think that's part of it. Not doubt about that. But also, we talked about, and I've said too, that, you know, there was 6-7 years ago, you know, there were games that you went into where you knew they had absolutely no shot. You know, you just knew that they weren't going to be competitive against whoever they were matched up with. And I think those days are gone. I don't think anybody takes Vanderbilt for granted anymore. That doesn't mean they're not going to have the occasional, you know, lopsided loss. But I think the Floridas, Tennessees, and, you know, Georgias of the world all look at Vanderbilt as a formidable opponent now. And I think that's, you know, a real credit to Bobby.
I know George Smith had surgery yesterday on his foot. Any update on his prognosis and how long he might be out?
You know, they're still saying 4 weeks. You know, it looks like he would be unlikely to play in that opener against Miami, but they still have hopes that he'll be back, you know, for South Carolina. I guess a lot of it's going to be a wait and see after this initial period of healing when he gets back out on it again and can start to move and start to run and see how it develops. But you know, they have been pretty much up front all along saying at least 4 weeks. I would be surprised if it wasn't a little bit longer than that, but I guess it's going to depend on how well that surgery went yesterday. They put a screw into his foot for that break, so hopefully it'll heal quickly.
Very cool that Corey Chavis shows up, yeah. Speaks to the team. It was important for him to do that.
Yeah, I think it was. I did not realize, in fact, how far back Corey and Bobby Johnson go. And that Bobby offered him a scholarship when he was at Furman, and Corey instead chose to come to Vanderbilt. Of course, Corey's out of Aiken, South Carolina. But he's very, and Corey, you talked about him the other day, Mark. Corey has stayed very connected to Vanderbilt. He stays very close to them. I know the guys were really, maybe taken a little bit aback when he was talking to them, and he knew some of them. You know, he called some of them by name, you know, that he pays that much attention to this team. And I think it was a very impressive performance for Corey. I think it meant a lot to him. I know it meant a lot to the players.
Joe, we'll let you run on that. I know the first scrimmage is coming up tomorrow. We appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. We'll talk about that on Monday.